Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
100.9 FM, Richland Center. The news from ABC is sponsored by the Richland Locker, a third-generation business with the best variety of fresh meat cuts and sausages, by Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe in downtown Richland Center, the perfect spot for a delicious lunch today, and by Care and Rehab Boscobel, committed to providing an environment in which all people are treated with kindness, dignity, and respect, no matter their physical impairment or mental condition. It is 9 degrees at 12 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. After widespread flooding in parts of Kentucky, the state is now cleaning up from snow and ice, and says Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear.
If the snow wasn't tough enough, it's cold right now. It's going to get dangerously cold tonight and into tomorrow.
14 people were killed in Kentucky during the flooding, that same polar vortex bringing Arctic temperatures to parts of the upper Midwest and Great Plains. A key discovery for investigators looking into the Toronto plane flipping this week.
The black boxes have now been recovered. That's going to give investigators some key information there. But without a doubt, the fact that you can actually talk to these pilots because they also survived, that's going to be key as well, because they'll be able to tell investigators what they felt inside that plane.
ABC's Gio Benitez in Toronto. President Trump calling Ukrainian President Zelensky a dictator on social media and saying Ukraine is to blame for the Russian invasion. Zelensky says Trump is living in a Russian disinformation space. This is ABC News. Celebrations broke out in Los Angeles at a courtroom on Tuesday as rapper A$AP Rocky was acquitted on felony assault charges. ABC's Lana Moise reports.
Hip-hop star A$AP Rocky was charged in 2022 with two counts of assault with a semi-automatic firearm for allegedly firing a gun in the direction of Terrell Efron, or A$AP Rocky. The gun was never recovered and was a key focal point in the trial. A$AP Rocky did not take the stand, but A$AP Rocky testified his hand was grazed by a bullet. The defense argued the gun in question was actually a prop gun that A$AP Rocky carried for security.
A$AP Rocky would have faced 24 years in prison if convicted. If you got a birthday on March 2nd, Dr. Seuss Enterprises will help you celebrate. The author's estate's giving away free copies of The Cat in the Hat to anyone who shares a birthday with the author. Born Theodore Geisel in 1904, last year the estate sent 10,000 copies to babies born on March 2nd. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Hi, this is Michelle, Director of Nursing at Care and Rehab Boscobel. I understand the importance of quality care and resident satisfaction. And with our unique connection to the local hospital, we can offer specialty services without leaving the building.
This is Jessie, Social Services Director. If you have any questions related to short-term rehab or long-term care, call 375-6342.
This is Lana, the Administrator. If you're interested in a rewarding position, we would love to hear from you. Check us out on our Facebook page, Care and Rehab Boscobel, a family company.
Hello, WRCO listeners. This is Kenny, the wannabe baker, coming to you live from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe in downtown Richland Center. Wednesday. It's pulled pork taco day. Stop in today for a fresh pulled taco. Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, where every day is sunny. Our current hours are Wednesday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Saturday, 8 to 2 p.m.
Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by Schmidt-Wooden Hills, WCCU Credit Union, Kokenauer Insurance, Reedsburg Area Medical Center, Wirtz Plumbing and Heating, Advanced Contracting Solutions, Kendall Lube Express, Center Pharmacy, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, The Creative Outlet, Allied Ready Mix, PMI Windows, TC Auto Works, Southwest Technical College, D&T Pump and Well Service, Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists, Kickapoo Creekside, and Court and Main Furniture and Mattress.
Good Good afternoon. It is a sunny 10 degrees in Richland Center at 12:05. Our forecast calls for sun mixed with a few clouds, still cold today, with a high in the lower teens. Tonight, partly cloudy and brisk, a low of 3 below. Then tomorrow, partly cloudy, somewhat warmer, with a high of 21. In Richland Center, after a low of 15 below, we're at our daytime high so far for the day of 10 above.
High school and college graduations are just around the corner. At the Creative Outlet, you will find exclusive custom school scrapbooking products that will make your memory album stand out. These products will also be perfect for greeting cards, party decor, or would make great graduation gifts. Where is the best place to get scrapbooking products to show your school spirit? Oh, you know, it's the Creative Outlet, located on Court Street in downtown Richland Center.
The calendar brings a change of seasons, so does life. I am Mark Jelenic of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. We all have a season that we like best and one that is our least favorite. In life, there are also seasons to celebrate and seasons to dread. All of us at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service are committed to serving you during life's difficult seasons so you can look forward to life's brighter days. Our door is always open and your questions are always welcome at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
It's time to roll up your sleeves and get your shots. Reedsburg Area Medical Center, Viking Pharmacy, and Community Pharmacy are now scheduling flu and COVID shots. Protect yourself and your loved ones by getting these essential vaccines. It's quick, easy, and the best way to keep those pesky bugs at bay. Go online to ramchealth.com to schedule your appointment. Reedsburg Area Medical Center, going beyond the expected in healthcare.
Last year, the CFPB reported that credit cards from top retailers had an average APR of over 32% interest. At WCCU Credit Union, we understand that store credit cards come with some discounts and rewards. But if you're not paying these cards off monthly at over 30% interest, you're spending more than you know. WCCU has some of the best Visa and MasterCard programs with options to transfer your balances from other cards to save you money. As you receive your credit card statements, look at the rates and terms. Then visit us at WCCU.coa to compare our rates, apply for a card, and transfer balances. For affordable credit from people you know and trust, contact any of our offices or visit us at WCCU.coa.
Helping you build a better life. WCCU Credit Union feels so right.
Good afternoon. It's 10 degrees in Richland Center at 12:08. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. Governor Tony Evers wants to send billions in state aid to Wisconsin schools. The Democratic governor says too many districts are being forced to raise residents' taxes. The governor's budget proposal would send over $3 billion of the state's tax surplus to schools. Evers is also asking for more money to remediate PFAS and remove lead lines from water supplies and another $2 billion in direct tax cuts to help residents pay for child care and other needs. His plan is unlikely to pass the Republican-controlled legislature without major changes. Republican lawmakers quickly pushed back on Governor Tony Evers' proposed budget. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss says most of the Democratic governor's budget is, quote, dead on arrival. Senate Majority Leader Devin LeMahieu says Republicans will take the governor's irresponsible budget and turn it into a responsible budget that invests in education and in health care, but doesn't overspend and grow the size of government. When factoring in federal money and other sources of revenue, the Evers budget would spend $118.9 billion, an increase of 20.3%. Wisconsin's Democratic-backed incumbent state schools leader will face a Republican-supported challenger after both advanced in a three-person primary. The winner in the April 1st general election will guide education policy in the battleground state as leader of Wisconsin's Department of Public Instruction. Jill Underley, currently serving her first term as state superintendent, and Brittany Kinzer, a private school advocate, both advanced in Tuesday's primary. Jeff Wright, a rural school superintendent, was eliminated. Underley was first elected in 2021 with the support of Democrats and teachers unions. Kinzer had the backing of the state Republican Party. Residents in the town of Buena Vista also had a local primary election for two town supervisor spots yesterday. Five candidates were vying for the two spots, with the top four vote-getters moving on to the general election. Names as they appeared on the ballot were Jake Kleckner, Zachary Tomei, Ronald Morris, Gordon Brockway, and Jeremiah Robert Ringelstetter. The results show Gordon Brockway led in voting with 81 and Jake Kleckner with 70. Jeremiah Robert Ringelstetter received 65 votes, and Zachary Tomei and Ronald Morris each received 61. As a result of the fourth place tie, a coin toss will be held to determine who moves on between Zachary Tomei and Ronald Morris to run in April. The general election will be held Tuesday, April 1st. Voters around the state will be voting for state Supreme Court Justice and state superintendent of schools, while Buena Vista will pick town supervisors. After a record-setting year for school referendums in 2024, there were only five on the ballot in Tuesday's primary. After two failed operational referendums last year, including one that failed by a little over 1% of the vote, Mauston School District officials said that if they couldn't get a referendum passed this spring, the district would run out of money after the 2026-27 school year and have to dissolve into neighboring districts. On Tuesday, district voters overwhelmingly approved a four-year, $7 million ballot measure by a 2-to-1 margin. Mauston district officials said they will canvass votes Thursday. Voters in the districts of Waterford Union, Tomahawk, and Northland Pines also easily passed referendums. However, Kenosha voters rejected a five-year, $115 million proposal. 89 school referendums are on the April 1st spring election ballot across the state. Interim Richland County Clerk Derek Kalish reported to the Richland County Board of Supervisors last night that the window to apply has passed with PPA in the search for a permanent county administrator. PPA reports that they have 14 applications for the position. They will also be doing interviews for a finance director in the coming weeks. He also stated that the county is accepting letters of interest to fill the vacant District 3 seat following the death of Supervisor Marty Brewer. Residents of District 3 are eligible to submit a letter of interest by March 28th. An interim assistant county administrator, Josh Elder, has been awarded a scholarship to attend a federal transportation and highway program in Washington, D.C. in April. Richland County Board Chair Dave Turk reported that the county can't keep hanging on to property that is costing the county $10,000 to $12,000 a month to care for unusable buildings at the former UW-Platteville-Richland campus. They will continue to follow up on ideas. Corporate counsel Michael Wendell reported that while the idea of making it a government center, which would include a jail, however, the city ordinance at this time would not allow a jail on the campus property. The ordinance would have to be changed. The ideal for the campus reconfiguration committee is that what would be the best answer is for someone to come in and take it over to make it a good community resource. Turk said that the consultant is prioritizing what the county really needs in its land use assessment. Al Linz, a member of the Simons Recreation Foundation Board, made a request at last night's meeting for access to the campus gymnasium. Membership has reached a max over the last few years for exercise classes and activity classes. The space at the campus would allow for more access and an increase in participation. You are invited to attend the campus reconfiguration meetings. The next meeting will be held Wednesday, March 5th at 5. Greater Richland Area Tourism Director Marty Richards gave a presentation of the status of tourism in Richland County. He stated people come back to the county for the outdoor experiences. They started web advertising during COVID and developed into digital billboards in the Milwaukee and Chicago areas. They eventually moved into social media to target directly to likely visitors. He added that from 2021 to 2023, direct visitor spending in Richland County has an average increase of $2.5 million. Due to the addition of room tax, the advertising budget for Greater Richland Area Tourism has tripled. The next step is to get visitors to move here. A resolution approving amendments to two 2024 provider contracts for the Health and Human Services Department was moved forward by the Board of Supervisors. Granted were for the amendments of contracts with Diane's Adult Family Home of Arena, with the original contract being for $100,000, amended to $125,000 due to an increase need to provide adult family home services to Richland County Health and Human Services clients, and with Fiscal Assistance Incorporated of Madison, with the original contract being for $40,000, amended to $120,000 due to an increased need to provide financial management services. In action items at last night's meeting, also included to appoint Jason Marshall as MIS director beginning March 4th following the retirement of Barb Scott on March 3rd. A new collective bargaining agreement with Richland County Deputy Sheriff's Association. The appointment of Eric Renish to the Transportation Coordinating Committee to replace Jeremy Walsh, who resigned. And 2025 emergency fire wardens, Boaz Country Store, Natural Bridge Grocery, Richland County Land Conservation, and the Port. A resolution urging Governor Evers and the Wisconsin legislature to support the county courts was also approved. In 2023, the total cost to Wisconsin counties for running all circuit courts was $237 million. At the same time, the court support funding from the state to counties was $28 million, 12% of the actual cost to run the local courts. The circuit court system is intended to be a state-county partnership, and the state's fiscal responsibilities include judges, court reporters, CCAP equipment, and the circuit court cost appropriation. And the counties are physically responsible for the majority of other functions of the court, including, but not limited to, bailiffs and court security officers, courthouse building maintenance, phones and utilities, clerk of court and register and probate, staff salaries and benefits, jury costs, psychological exams, guardians ad litem and court-appointed attorneys, expert witnesses, interpreters and translation fees, court commissioners, law libraries, corporation counsel, courtroom technology and audio visuals, copying machines and other non-CCAP office technology, office supplies, furniture, recruitment and training, financial collection efforts, mail fees, printing cost, exhibit and file storage, access to state data, insurance service of court documents, judicial staff attorneys, and equipment repair. Over the last 10 years, the increase in the county portion of the cost to run the courts is nearly six times higher than the increase in circuit court cost appropriations provided to cover these costs, and counties now pay almost $150 million more than the state in unbalanced circuit court costs. By the Richland County Board of Supervisors joining the Wisconsin Clerks of Court Association and the Wisconsin Counties Association in their efforts to increase the circuit court cost appropriation by $70 million payable to Wisconsin counties in the 2025-27 Wisconsin state budget. Richland County Clerk of Court Stacy Kleist reported that the WCA has made this a number one priority in the state budget. She explained that they have taken this to Madison, and Assembly Representative Tony Kurtz is on board. It's 11 degrees in Richland Center at 12:18. DADCAP announces its top 10 complaints for 2024. That's next on WRCO's News at Noon.
Life is all about relationships. Shouldn't your insurance be too? At Charles Gokenauer Insurance, they build business one relationship at a time. Finding an agent you know and trust can make all the difference when you have a question or a claim. The Gokenauer Agency is your representative of Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, serving Richland Center and the surrounding area. Call the Gokenauer Insurance Agency today to experience fast, friendly service from its local staff for Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company. They'll be there when you need them the most. Gokenauer Insurance Agency, Richland Center.
Are you looking for a local concrete contractor you can trust? It's a pleasure to recommend Advanced Contracting Solutions. Bailey and his team can handle any project from concrete foundations to flat work to retaining walls and everything in between, including snow plowing for commercial or residential. You can trust accurate estimates and excellent workmanship, which makes happy repeat customers. Give Bailey a call today at 475-3973 and discuss your projects. Advanced Contracting Solutions is booking projects for 2025. Advanced Contracting Solutions, Richland Center, 475-3973.
Regular oil changes keep your vehicle running strong, and Kendall Lube Express on Highway 14 in Richland Center makes it quick and hassle-free. Get top-quality service with trusted Mobile One products. No appointment needed. Just drive in, stay in your car, and let the professionals take care of the rest. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. The car wash bays are under construction, but Kendall Lube is open and ready to serve you. Fast, friendly, and reliable. Stop by Kendall Lube Express today.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects. And with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
It's currently 10 degrees in Richland Center. WRCO News Time is 12:21. Each year, consumers are victims of issues such as bad customer service and scams, which prompts them to reach out to the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection. In 2024, DATCAP responded to 11,374 written complaints. Three of the top 10 complaints in 2024 involved motor vehicles. Motor vehicle accessories came in at number 10 with 141 complaints. The number 9 complaint was travel complaints. Michelle Reinen is with DATCAP.
We saw 244 complaints in this category, and it really is made up of a few different things. Those airline flights and bookings, hotels and lodging and online opportunities that you may see, auto rentals, travel service bundles and mailers for different travel packages, and maybe even working with a travel agent could be in this category. And like I said, 244 complaints about billing disputes, refund and adjustment policies, a failure to provide the service that was requested or reserved, return deposits and failing to provide those, and just unsatisfactory service when they showed up for their reservation.
The final two of the three complaints involving motor vehicles were motor vehicle sales at number 8 with 297 complaints, and taking the 7th spot was motor vehicle repair with 341 complaints. Consumers filed 439 complaints related to medical services, which made it the number 6 of the top 10 complaints. Telecommunications is number 5 on the list with 527 complaints filed. A complaint that is unfortunately familiar to many is identity theft, which landed the number 4 spot with 618 complaints.
We saw 244 complaints in this category, and it really is made up of a few different things. Those airline flights and bookings, hotels and lodging and online opportunities that you may see, auto rentals, travel service bundles and mailers for different travel packages, and maybe even working with a travel agent could be in this category. And like I said, 244 complaints about billing disputes, refund and adjustment policies, a failure to provide the service that was requested or reserved, return deposits and failing to provide those, and just unsatisfactory service when they showed up for their reservation.
Rounding out the top 10 consumer complaint list is home improvement at number 3 with 664 complaints. Number 2 is telemarketing with 1,513. And the number 1 most filed complaint reported in 2024 is landlord-tenant with 2,525 written complaints. If you have a consumer complaint, you can contact DATCAP's Consumer Protection Hotline by phone at 1-800-422-7128. Or by email at datcphotline@wi.gov. It's National FFA Week, a time to recognize the important role of the National FFA Organization in developing the next generation of leaders who will change the world, and celebrating the 90th anniversary of New Farmers of America and the 75th anniversary of the Federal Charter to Future Farmers of America. Each year, FFA chapters around the country celebrate National FFA Week. Tyson Gerke, a graduate of Fenimore High School, serves as the treasurer for the Wisconsin State FFA chapter. He represents Section 4.
In the state of Wisconsin, there are 261 FFA chapters, and they are broken down into 10 sections. So I represent Section 4, And in Section 4, there are 27 FFA chapters. Section 4 covers Southwest Wisconsin, primarily the counties of Crawford County, Richland County, Grant County, Iowa County, and Lafayette County.
As treasurer, Gerke will be traveling throughout Section 4, fulfilling his duties as treasurer.
I'll have the opportunity to travel around the state, attend various events and activities, and really connect with the members I've already connected with while visiting their schools. I'll be participating in pancake breakfasts. I'll be participating in donkey basketballs. I'll be going to a leadership assembly that I will be presenting. And finally, I'll be playing cow tongue basketball with a chapter. So I'm really excited to go to all of these events, connect with the students, and make a lot of memories.
Tyson Gerke, along with two other officers, will be presenting how to identify what kind of leader you are.
There are several leadership styles that every leader has, and we are going to dive into those leadership styles and what one we each see fits each other. And so we're really excited to present that to members so they can find out what kind of leaders they really are and then bring that back to the chapter.
You are invited to support FFA tomorrow.
Even if you don't have experience in FFA, or even if you're an adult that doesn't have anyone in FFA, you can still give back to FFA on this upcoming Thursday, February 20th, to Give FFA Day. And this is an opportunity for you to donate, which all the proceeds will go back into the State Association of FFA. And with that, it allows us to conduct our conferences, our conventions, and also allows us to give out grants to the FFA members doing amazing things, and they just need a little bit of funding. And so this Thursday, February 20th, is an opportunity for you to give back on Give FFA Day.
National FFA Week runs through Saturday. The American Red Cross urges donors to give blood or platelets to help build up the blood supply after thousands of donations went uncollected last month. People of all blood types, especially those with type O negative blood, are encouraged to make and keep their donation appointments so hospitals can continue to ensure critical care for patients this winter. Since the beginning of the year, hundreds of blood drives have been canceled, and more than 15,000 blood and platelet donations have gone uncollected due to severe winter weather and wildfires. As February continues, so does the potential for additional weather systems to disrupt blood drives. Flu and other seasonal illnesses are spreading, which could also force more people to cancel scheduled donation appointments, compounding the impact to collecting life-saving blood products. Give with your whole heart this month. Several opportunities are available. A blood drive will be held Friday from 11 to 5 at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Baraboo. To book a time to give, use the Red Cross Blood Donor app, visit redcrossblood.org, or call 1-800-RED-CROSS. Today's winner of $75 in the Richland Center Booster Club calendar raffle is A. Bosworth on ticket number 994. It's 11 sunny degrees in Richland Center at 1228. Today's vital statistics are next.
Contact D&T Well Service for well service and replacement. Mary and Derek McCormick, owners of D&T Well Service, are insured, and they do new installs and fix existing systems. Submersible pumps, booster pumps, and jet pumps. Ask about the constant pressure system that gives you the best pressure and quality water out of your well. Contact D&T Well Service, 606-5596. No pressure, no water, no problem. Call D&T Well Service, 606-5596, serving Southwest Wisconsin. Check them out at dtpumpwell.com.
The Wisconsin Supper Club, a long-standing tradition that's found new life. Kickapoo Creekside is one of Wisconsin's newest supper clubs. From mouth-watering steaks and fresh seafood to a large salad bar and the perfect old-fashioned, Kickapoo Creekside provides a great dining experience. Order from the menu or enjoy the chef's daily special. Kickapoo Creekside, 827 West Kickapoo Street in Reedstown. Open Wednesdays through Saturdays at 4, Sundays at 11 a.m.
When car trouble strikes, Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists is here for you. Known for quality collision repairs and outstanding service, we ensure your car is in expert hands. And with our complimentary loaners, you'll stay mobile and stress-free. At Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists, we pride ourselves on excellence and our stellar reputation. Choose us for your auto body collision repair needs and see why our customers keep coming back. Drop by today on Elm Street in Boscobel or reach us at 608-375-4434.
Are you looking to brighten up your space? Right now at Court & Main, everything lighting is 25% off. From sleek modern lamps to cozy warm styles, we've got something for every room. Whether you're updating your living room or adding a little glow to your bedroom, you'll find the perfect piece at a great price. Hurry in, this sale won't last long. Only at Court & Main in downtown Richland Center. Visit us today or call us at 608-647-8713. Exclusions do apply. See store for details.
It's up to 11 degrees in Richland Center at 12:30 on this Wednesday afternoon, February 19th. Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Karen Mae Martin, 80 of Boscobel, died Monday. A funeral service will be held at 11 o'clock Thursday at Back Roads Church in Boscobel. Burial will be in the Boscobel Cemetery. Friends may call at the church Thursday from 9 until the time of service at 11. The Kendall Funeral Home in Boscobel is assisting the family. Karen Martin is survived by 7 children: Brian Martin of Boscobel, Greg Martin of Richland Center, Lori and Kevin Ralph of Boscobel, Deborah Bohm Schmitz of Rockledge, Florida, Paula Selfelli of New Jersey, Shelley Bohm Roth of Boscobel, and Tracy and Tanya Martin of Boscobel. 13 grandchildren, 22 great-grandchildren, many special nieces and nephews, other relatives, and friends. Karen Mae Martin, 80, of Boscobel. Guy A. Heck, 72, of Spring Green, died February 11th. A celebration of life will be held Saturday from 10:30 to 11:30 at the Richardson Stafford Funeral Home in Spring Green, with a time of sharing at 11:30. Survivors of Guy Heck include his companion, Heidi Wilson of Spring Green, 4 children, Kim Heck and Tim Price of Plain, Brady and Kayla Heck of Reedsburg, Haley Heck and Baron Vandermolen of Madison, Casey Setterlund of Sauk City, 9 grandchildren, a brother, Gary and Cheryl Heck of Arena, and nieces, other relatives, and friends. Guy A. Heck, 72, of Spring Green. Rosemary Wanless, 94, of Richland Center, died Saturday at Our House Senior Living. A funeral mass will be held at 11 o'clock Thursday, February 27th, at St. Mary's of the Assumption Catholic Church in Richland Center. Burial will be at St. Killian's Catholic Cemetery. Friends may call at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center Wednesday, February 26th, from 4 until 6. Friends may also call at St. Mary's of the Assumption Catholic Church Thursday, February 27th, from 10 until the time of service at 11. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be given to St. Mary of the Assumption Catholic School in Richland Center. Rosemary Wanless is survived by 6 children: Karen and Dan Kruger and Alan Wanless, all of Richland Center, Elaine and Scott McDonald of Spring Green, David and Connie Wanless of Richland Center, Dan Wanless of Arlington, Texas, and Janine Burke of Stoughton. 13 grandchildren, 24 great-grandchildren, and 2 great-great-grandchildren. Rosemary Wanless, 94, of Richland Center. Joyce Tisdale, 93, of Blue River, died Saturday at Harvest Guest Home in Richland Center. Private graveside services will be held in the Blue River Cemetery in the spring. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. Joyce Tisdale is survived by 7 children: Greg and Joanne Tisdale, Rick and Nancy Tisdale, Kenda Tisdale, Sherry Bird, Randy Tisdale, Todd and Millie Tisdale, and Dean and Karen Tisdale. 11 grandchildren, 16 great-grandchildren, a sister, Audrey Peterson, sisters-in-law, Becky Varney and Sharon Derrickson, also nieces, nephews, cousins, other relatives, and friends. Joyce Tisdale, 93, of Blue River. Susan Mary Cuddy, 62, of Muscadet, died Sunday. A celebration of life will be held at a later date. Memorials may be directed to the family for expenses. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. Susan Cuddy is survived by her husband Randy, 2 sons, Willie Miller of Richland Center, and James and Melissa Cuddy of Muscadet, 2 grandchildren, her parents Arnold and Ruth Beckus of Highland, sisters and brother, Eva and Gary Bird, Todd and Holly Beckus, and Doreen Beckus. Sisters and brothers-in-laws, Terry Schwart Beckus, Bob and Deb Cuddy, Ken and Tammy Cuddy, Chuck Cuddy, and Mary and Bev Cuddy. Special friends, Rod, Ace Wardell, Bill Bremer, and Todd and Mary Kent, and many other relatives and friends. Susan Mary Cuddy, 62, of Muscadet.
Now through March 8th, get 20% off selected items at Krause Monument in Richland Center. With top quality craftsmanship, top service, and a 90-day delivery guarantee, your satisfaction is assured. Call today to make an appointment at 608-647-8314.
TC Auto Works is your one-stop vehicle experts. From routine maintenance to complex repairs or your next vehicle purchase, you can trust the team at TC Auto Works for all your automotive needs. TC Auto Works is your steering and suspension specialist. From tires, shocks, suspension parts to steering components, TC Auto Works is now offering financing on repairs over with qualifying credit. See dealer for details. TC Auto Works, Highway 14 East, Richland Center.
This is Michael with Wirtz Plumbing and Heating. We service and repair all makes and models of furnaces and boilers. The maintenance on your furnace is just as important as servicing your vehicle. By staying on top of routine maintenance with a clean, well-adjusted heating system, you will save money, fuel, and prolong equipment life. Annual service can help acknowledge any early warning signs that your system may be malfunctioning. If your heating system is falling behind on efficiency, Armstrong Air's product family includes a smart, efficient solution for every home. The Pro Series from Armstrong Air takes control to a whole new level. More precise temperatures, more control throughout your home, more heat out of every dollar. Call today for more information or to schedule an appointment. Wirtz Plumbing and Heating, Highway 80 North, 647-6345.
Hi, this is Kendra at Allied Ready Mix in Lancaster, Wisconsin. Allied Ready Mix is a local, family-owned business with plants located in Lancaster and Muscadet. We provide high-quality concrete for your commercial, agricultural, and residential needs in the surrounding area. Give us a call today at 608-723-3396 so we can provide the materials that you need for your project. Allied Ready Mix, where service and quality come together.
Reducing the risk of illness is easy with a visit to Center Pharmacy or Boscobel Pharmacy. Center and Boscobel Pharmacy are your vaccination headquarters for the flu, pneumonia, and shingles. No appointment needed. The helpful staff will have you in and out in no time, often at no charge with qualifying insurance or Medicare. Don't wait. Get protected today at Center Pharmacy on Orange Street or Boscobel Pharmacy in downtown Boscobel. The Shingrix vaccine is in stock, proven to be 90% effective for the prevention of shingles.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, dedicated to serving this community and area with hometown service.
Hope you're staying warm today, everybody. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, generally quiet weather conditions across the Midwest today, with all the active weather sliding down through the southern and eastern part of the country with some snow. Meanwhile, there's a weak disturbance pivoting down across upper Michigan and northern Wisconsin with a few snow showers. That activity will likely dry up before it gets here. We'll just have some occasional cloud cover through tonight. Otherwise, a gradual warming trend in store, getting us back to at least the low 20s tomorrow and Friday, upper 20s by Saturday, and possibly above normal as we get into Sunday and to early next week as mild Pacific air comes in across the northern U.S. Now, there will be a couple of disturbances sliding down across our region from Sunday through about Wednesday of next week. Could bring us some sporadic mixed showers, although nothing heavy is in store, and the timing is still very much uncertain. Here's that forecast for the rest of today, partly to mostly cloudy and chilly, high near 10 degrees, northwest wind up to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy and brisk tonight, dropping to 3 below zero. Tomorrow should be partly cloudy and somewhat warmer with a high of 21, northwest wind around 10. Thursday night, mostly clear, low 2 below zero. And Friday, mostly sunny, still cooler than normal with a high at 23. As we head into Saturday, partly cloudy and a bit warmer, low 7 with highs in the upper 20s. Sunday, partly or mostly cloudy, noticeably warmer low about 18 with highs near 38. Monday partly sunny and warmer than normal, low 29, high 44. A chance of some light rain and snow showers Monday night. Tuesday mostly cloudy, chance of light rain and snow early, low in the upper 20s with a high near 39 degrees. Hope you have a good afternoon. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
You work hard every day to make ends meet and provide for the future. Scam artists also work hard, hoping to rob you of your hard work. Richland County Bank stands ready to answer your questions and help you protect yourself. The bank is echoing advice provided by the IRS. Throughout the year, taxpayers should watch for new versions of tax-related scams. One such scam involves fake property liens. It threatens taxpayers with a tax bill from a fictional government agency. The non-existent agencies might have a legitimate sounding name like the Bureau of Tax Enforcement. There is no such agency. The scams may also reference the IRS to confuse potential victims into thinking the letter is from a real agency. For anyone who doesn't owe taxes and has no reason to think they do, they should contact the appropriate authorities. Taxpayers who do owe tax or think they might owe should review their tax account information and payment options at irs.gov. Reviewing tax account information online will show the taxpayer if they indeed owe the IRS and how much. If you need help, stop by Richland County Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
It's currently a partly sunny 10 degrees in Richland Center. After a high yesterday of 11, our low this morning was 15 below. Our high so far today, 11. The record high for this date was set in 2017 at 63. The record low, 23 below, was set in 1959. Last year's high was 47 with a low of 19. Sunset tonight will be at 5:37 with sunrise tomorrow at 6:53. Currently in Richland Center, we have easterly winds 5 to 8 miles per hour. The barometer is down to 30.34 and no precipitation to report. With partly sunny skies, it is 10 degrees in Richland Center.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, serving customers with a special loyalty and dedication only a hometown bank can provide. The Farm Journal Report with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Burnham Lumber Company of Rui, providing agricultural, commercial, and residential buildings, materials, and equipment since 1954.
It's a good time to be a beef producer. That's ahead on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Fresh air and sunshine are abundant on most farms and ranches. Farmers need to take care working in the sun, though. Excess exposure can lead to heat stroke and dehydration in the short term and potential skin cancer long term. Protect yourself. Wear sunscreen, loose clothing, and a wide brim hat. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. Cattle producers are doing well these days. Cattle Facts CEO Randy Block spoke at the recent Cattle Con in San Antonio.
It wasn't that many years ago, 25 to 50% of the consumer eating experiences were not good. They were not favorable. And when they came back and they voted with their wallet, we weren't getting their votes, were we?
Block says producers knew they had to act.
The industry got the message. Focus on the quality. That quality focus that we've had as we've looked across the industry is translated to this change in beef demand.
And says Block, it's paying off.
$800 a head is what that demand growth has been worth from the demand lows in 1998. $60 a hundred at the fed cattle level.
Block says cattle producers are putting out a higher quality product.
They expect high quality beef day in and day out, and they expect it to be safe, nutritious, and just a wonderful eating experience. And I think we've been able to deliver as an industry, but we're not there yet.
Block says he expects retail beef prices to go up.
We will see some weakening in beef demand show up in here in 2025 and 2026. That's how markets work, so just be aware of that.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
This farm news and market update on WRCO is sponsored in part by McFarland's of Sauk City, taking care of the biggest farm equipment to your home, garden, tractor. McFarland's, where service is a family tradition.
Cold weather and cattle, and where's the checkoff money going? I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. First eye in March for year-round E15 legislation. Brownfield's Megan Grebner has more from the 2025 National Ethanol Conference in Nashville.
U.S. Congressman Randy Feenstra of Iowa says it's very possible language for year-round E15 could be included in the March continuing resolution.
In December, we kicked that can down the road till March 15. So we got another opportunity March 15 to hook that on to the continuing resolution at that time.
Troy Bradenkamp with the Renewable Fuels Association says that March CR is the industry's best shot at getting year-round E15 across the finish line.
If we miss the March CR, then we're really looking at anything else that must pass.
He tells Brownfield some alternative options include the budget reconciliation bill, the farm bill, or another December spending package.
Very similar to where we were last December as that other must-pass piece. So there's not a lot of targets for us. The March CR is the best and earliest target, and that's where we're putting all our effort right now.
From Nashville, I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Members of the United Soybean Board are deciding where 2026 checkoff dollars will be invested. Matt Gast is a North Dakota farmer and USB's treasurer. He tells Brownfield the current budget for the soybean checkoff focuses on several areas.
You know, for the FY25 budget, set at $112 million. Roughly $30 million of that goes into the export program. That's our biggest area for that. And then you got it broken out between the Communications Education Committee, Infrastructure and Connectivity, Health and Nutrition. So there's many areas that those dollars are dispersed through.
Brent Gatton is the vice chairman. He says Wednesday and Thursday meetings in New Orleans will be focused on where the checkoff invests farmers' dollars next year.
We have about a three-hour session to be able to really get down to the nitty-gritty and actually look at what our core funding is going to be, then what are some of the things that we potentially would like to fund in these work groups, and what are things that we're not interested in funding.
Gatton says it's possible the next budget will end up smaller since commodity prices are lower and there may be a smaller available checkoff fund to invest. A cattle producer in southwest Missouri says he's been preparing livestock for this week's below zero temperatures. Tanner Clark raises Angus cattle and tells Brownfield the cattle have windbreaks, extra hay, and...
Most of our cattle are on tanks, so well water. Of course, we always got to break that. We got tire tanks. And then we got a few that's on some like spring-fed creeks that work really nice.
And Clark says spring calving can happen at any time while it's cold out. He says large wet snow accumulations would change the calving situation. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield.
The first 3 years of every child's life are critical. Learn more about early intervention. How your baby or toddler plays, learns, talks, acts, and moves give important clues as to how they are developing. If you have any questions or concerns about whether your baby or toddler's development is on track, please call 1-800-515-BABY. That's 1-800-515-2229. Call 1-800-515-BABY. That's 1-800-515-2229.
Hi, Steve. Finally got a new helmet.
I did. Bought it cheap online. Follow me. We'll turn off here.
I'm right behind you.
Watch the cars. They can be crazy.
Teddy! No! Are you okay? Somebody do something!
Was this young man hit by a car?
Yes, and his helmet is smashed.
It's a brand new helmet.
It's probably a fake.
Fakes cause real harm. You're smart. Buy smart. Brought to you by the National Crime Prevention Council and the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office.
Hi everyone, Brian from Walsh's. Spring is right around the corner. Is your yard equipment ready? Now through March 31st, bring in your rider, tiller, push mower, or weed eater and get 10% off your total bill at Walsh's Ace. Need a hand? We offer pickup and delivery too. Don't wait. Get your equipment tuned up and ready for the season at Walsh's Ace. Walsh's Ace, your neighborhood place for everything outdoors. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Direct cash cattle trade remains sluggish and cash hogs are steady. Hello, I'm Brent Barnett with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. Cash cattle country is off to another slow start on Wednesday. A few asking prices have been noted in the south around 202 to 204. Asking prices still have not been established in the north. Bids remain very hard to find at this time, and significant trade volume will likely be delayed until Thursday or later. Boxed beef was mixed at midday with choice down 176 at 314.01 and select up 64 cents at 304.35. At Russell Livestock in Iowa, feeder steers sold steady to $17 lower compared to the most recent sale from 2 weeks ago. Heifers sold uneven. USDA says demand was good at the sale despite some inclement weather. The supply was heavy and included several load lots. Feeder supply included 66% steers, and 71% of the offering was over 600 pounds. Medium and large one feeder steers 600 to 646 pounds brought 305 to 327. Feeder heifers 660 to 692 pounds sold for 261 to 281. Cash hogs are steady at midday with good opening negotiated numbers at the major direct markets. There's no reported trend for those major direct markets, but weighted averages are nearly steady to modestly higher than Tuesday's close as buyers work around the weather to move the needed near-term numbers. Wholesale prices have taken a big hit this week, and while exports have been solid, global trade could be impacted by tariffs. Barrels and gilts at the National Daily Direct had a base range at midday of $87.50 to $94. The weighted average was $92.22 at the Iowa, Minnesota, and Western Corn Belt. The Eastern Corn Belt was not reported due to confidentiality. At the Midwest cash markets in Dorchester, Wisconsin, and Garnavillo, Iowa, barrels and gilts were steady at $62. Sows were steady at $62 to $68. Boars were marked at $20. Pork values were sharply lower at midday, down 310 at 96.37. Bellies were sharply lower, down 14.96 at 145.77. Hams and loins were also lower. Ribs, picnics, and butts were fractionally to moderately higher. I'm Brent Barnett with Brownfield.
Have you been to agriamerica.com? What are you waiting for? One site, one app, one stop for 24-hour ag news and podcasts. Ag news from the best reporters and podcasters, plus a steady stream of country hits for free. AgriAmerica, the place for timely, accurate, and dependable ag news. From the cab to the truck, to the barn to the kitchen, AgriAmerica is ready to arm you with the knowledge you need as a farmer or rancher. Grab your smartphone and get it today. AgriAmerica.
Have you ever met a nematode? Probably not. But this sneaky ingrate and its billions of friends steal soybean yields right out from under your nose. Nematodes cause up to $1.5 billion in soybean revenue loss each year. And if that's not enough, they also amplify sudden death syndrome. Why? Because they're microscopic good-for-nothing thieves, that's why. Take action against these yield-stealing jerks with Alevo soybean seed treatment from BASF, the only proven winner against both SEN and SDS. And remember to always read and follow label directions.
Wilkinson Auction Company is a company that other auctioneers hire to sell their property. Their auctioneers and auction staff are frequently asked to work at other companies' auctions because of well-run auctions and get top dollar for property. Tyler Wilkinson is a licensed attorney on staff and can focus on real estate sales and the legal aspects of the company with estate planning. Tyler has the experience helping sellers navigate complicated transactions. Wilkinson Auction and Realty, Muscadet, Spring Green, and Columbus. WilkinsonAuctions.com.
Wednesday at midday, cattle futures are mixed. Hogs, corn, and soybeans are lower. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. Work with Stein. Enjoy flexibility and unlimited earning potential at one of the most respected seed companies in the industry. Apply at steinseed.com/careers. It's been an up and down day for beans, currently down in profit taking and technical selling. There is more rain in the forecast for parts of Argentina, but it does look like weather earlier in the season has trimmed some yield potential. Harvest conditions do look good in Brazil, with activity about a quarter of the way complete. March soybeans are down 5 at 10.33 and a half. May's 5 3/4 lower at 10.49 3/4. March bean meal's up 60 cents at 294.40. March soybean oil's down 86 points at 46.44. Corn's lower on profit taking and technical selling as it continues to monitor development conditions in Argentina along with the second crop planting pace in Brazil. Corn's also watching demand and waiting to see what happens with tariffs. March corn is down 5 at 4.97. May's 4 1/4 lower at 5.11 1/2. And wheat's leading to the downside today on profit taking, technical selling, and a higher trade in the dollar index. There is the potential for winter kill in parts of the Midwest and Plains, but the full extent of any damage won't be known until spring. Russia's export cap is in effect, and that could send some business to the United States. March Chicago's 15 3/4 lower at 5.89. March Kansas City's down 16 at 6.11 1/4. March Minneapolis wheat's 9 1/4 lower at 6.31 3/4. Live cattle are up and feeder cattle are down, waiting for widespread direct cash cattle business. Bids and asking prices remain poorly reported. April live's up 62 at 194.65. June's 50 higher at 190.90. March feeders are down 85 at 268.87. And on profit taking in the midday drop in pork, April hogs are down 297 at 90.22 and May's 292 lower at 93.95. John Perkins, Brownfield.
One site, one app, one stop for 24-hour ag news and podcasts. At agriamerica.com, you'll find ag news from the best reporters and podcasters. Agri America streams nonstop ag news and country hits for free. The Agri America app is the place for timely, accurate, and dependable ag news. From the cab, to the truck, to the barn, to the kitchen, Agri America is ready to arm you with the knowledge you need as a farmer or rancher. Grab your smartphone and get it today. Agri America.
Every year, millions of pets go missing, leaving families heartbroken. If you lose or find a pet, Petco Love Lost is here to help. Our free, easy-to-use platform uses photo-matching technology across multiple media platforms to bring lost pets home. Just upload a photo and quickly search the largest national lost and found pet database. Let's unite to reunite, because every lost pet deserves to find their way home. Register today at PetcoLoveLost.org.
Hi everyone, this is Sandra from Aiders and Plain. This crazy weather makes keeping our shelves stocked with the things you need tough, especially when it seems like so many products come on a slow boat from overseas. But hey, that's what we do. We receive orders from dozens of vendors every week. That means we can better manage our inventory and can stock up for snowy, super cold, or even icy weather. We do the ordering, not a giant server in another state. That also means special orders are a breeze. We order specialty items all the time, from light bulbs to repair parts for your faucets or even a dozen padlocks that are all keyed the same. Fixing in the winter is not fun, especially outdoors, but the crew at Aiders is here to help. So for friendly service and good advice, stop by Aiders, your great big store with small town smiles.
Actually going on with consumer spending. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield. Consumers love their beef, and the proof is in the data. Dave Weber is an ag economist with Terrain. He says the numbers have been a little surprising.
It's been fantastic. Yeah, nothing short of amazing. As we travel the country and talk to folks, you know, it's easy for us economists to think about, you know, the beef demand index, which was up 4.4% year over year on a year-to-date basis through November. So pretty phenomenal growth. Real per capita spending up 5% on beef for the year. So those are deflated dollars. So that's kind of the real fair way to adjust for inflation over time. But still 5% growth there. And what I like to do is like relate that back to like, what's that mean for me as a producer? It's $526 a head in increased value this year versus last year. And we can see that, you know, the good thing about cattle feeders is they're fairly philanthropic in terms of passing those dollars back. We like to throw rocks at them, but they've spent all that money on feeder cattle and calf procurement this year. So that money's flowed right back to the cow-calf production segment. It's about $11.5 billion of extra dollars in the system because of this consumer spending side. Consumers still see a lot of value.
I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield.
The trees on your land are a valuable asset, and keeping them properly managed is a big responsibility. The staff at Meister Log & Lumber has been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management team will help you meet your timber's potential. A win-win for all, as landowners receive green for the logs and Mother Nature stays green as well. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber, 608-434-4413.
If you want your information first and fast, sign up for the daily WRCO newsletter. Head over to WRCO.com/newsletter and use your email address to sign up. We only use your address for the newsletter and occasional correspondence. The WRCO newsletter is sponsored in part by Sunshine and Giggles. Head over to WRCO.com/newsletter and sign up for our daily newsletter. No first, no fast. From WRCO FM.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The investigation into the cause of the Delta jet flipping over while landing Monday in Canada is underway. The black boxes recovered could be key. All on board survived. ABC's Gio Benitez is on scene at Toronto Pearson Airport.
Passenger Brian Erickson says it all happened in an instant.
I was sitting next to this nice lady. She started praying as loud as she could.
The plane's charred fuselage now sitting frozen on the runway for examination. Officials pointing to the weather as a possible factor in the crash.
In New York this afternoon, a judge will hold a hearing on whether to approve the Justice Department's request to dismiss corruption charges against New York City Mayor Eric Adams. Critics say the DOJ wants to throw out the case in exchange for Adams agreeing to collaborate with the Trump administration's deportation plans. Kentucky hit hard again after weekend flooding killed 14, a layer of snow falling on top of floodwaters, and now sub-zero temperatures are moving in. This is ABC News. The West